I will give you what the Lord gave me this afternoon. I wrote it down. It may not be exactly word for word as he spoke it, but you know when you are trying to recollect, which is what I was doing. I was doing my best to recollect because it was as, let's say, as new as the fresh snow that was falling. Today I had a word come into my heart. Are you able to discern which kingdom my mouth is speaking from? When I speak of all my fears and doubts and my unbelief, the darkness has a great joy because I have given death the keys and the dark kingdom is glorified. But if I speak life and love and peace, the King of Kings has anointed me to bless, to heal, and resurrect all things, including me. Yeah. It's an easy word to speak. Not quite as easy to carry out unless you trust him and let him do it. And I want you to know it's procedural. So he told me to go to James chapter 3 in the Amplified. It has a lot to do with our minds. Verse 1 says, not many of you should become teachers. And in parentheses itself, self-constituted censors. And that hurts. That hurts. Anybody else say ouch?
Ouch.
And reprovers of others. You know, it is so easy to find fault with what the other guy does. Oh, come on. I got to hear some amen because I'm not preaching just to you.
George,
I'm preaching to me.
We look at other people through magnifying glasses and we look at ourselves through rose-colored glasses.
Yes, we do.
There's one other thing that she said.
Yeah.
And you're going to love this. When you point the finger
at
somebody else, there's three of them pointing back.
Pointing right back at you. That's right. And so here, not many of you should become teachers, self-constituted censors, and reprovers of others, my brethren. For you know that we teachers will be judged by a higher standard and with greater severity than other people. Thus, we assume the greater accountability. Did you hear me? Thus, we assume the greater accountability and the more condemnation. For we often stumble and fall and offend in many things. If anyone does not offend in speech, are you an anyone? Yeah. Never says the wrong things. He is fully developed character. He is. Did you notice it's is? He is a fully developed character and a perfect man or a perfect woman, able to control his whole body and to curb his entire nature.
Jesus.
That tells you we are not there.
Amen.
I'm not there. I know I'm not. But I know the one who can take me there.
Amen.
And you have to submit. Notice the word that came just a few days ago. Rest and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways allow me to direct your path. You must surrender and allow me to direct you. I have the perfect plan for your life. I have, not Kim has. I am the director, the producer, and the stage manager. Have you got any pieces missing? All you need is to surrender and tire of trying. All you need to do is surrender and tire of trying. Get tired of it. Allow me to do what I have planned for you. which is the best for you. But we think we got a better plan. And what will give me the glory so that the world will know that it is Jesus in you, not you. Stop working so hard and rest so I can do my job. In you and through you. Verse 3. If we set bits in horses' mouths to make them obey us, we can turn their whole bodies around. Likewise, look at the ships. Though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are steered by a very small rudder. Now, those of you who have a tongue, would you wiggle it, please? Say, that's the rudder of my life. Whenever the impulse of the helmsman determines. Who's the helmsman? Me is. Amen? Even so, the tongue is a little member. It can boast of great things. See how much wood or how great a forest a tiny spark can set ablaze. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a world of wickedness set among our members, contaminating and depraving the whole body and setting on fire the wheel of birth. Now, if you don't have the Amplified, it's not in there. But it is definitely in the Amplification. I can tell you that it's also in the French. And setting on fire the wheel of birth, the cycle of man's nature being itself ignited by hell. So tell me which kingdom is ruling your mouth. When you're declaring, oh, my bills are so big. I wish your mouth was smaller. Or whatever that is the purpose of this moment. This morning, well, actually it started last night. Every time I moved my left leg, I could feel a twinge in my kidney area. Oh, yeah. So I questioned the Lord. And it went away during the night. But this morning, I'm at the Y. And I'm walking around the circle. And every now and then, I'm getting this twinge. Just a little hit. And I said, Lord, is there something brewing? And he said, no. It's not brewing. I said, oh. So I kept on walking. And then I got a little more, and it hit a little harder. So I pulled off the track, and I heard, you need to go around 6 more times. And I said, oh. Okay. 6 more times. So I went around 6 more times, and as I did, it loosened up. Tonight, when the music began, the Lord said, walk around. So I did, I walked around. Now, I had a vision this morning, but it was such a snap little vision, it was zipping it out, that I wasn't ready to operate under that amount of information. Wasn't ready. Plus, I knew I was not in the place where I needed to be. Ephesians 6:12. Your battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Okay? He said, you got hit this morning, and you got hit again tonight. Now you're in a safe place. There's a difference. So I walked around twice, and I felt it back over in the corner over there. And I said, Lord, he said, somebody's not happy. He says, yeah, well, I've hit those corners before. You know, how many of you have made every Christian happy? So I knew there were darts there. So I pulled them out when I was in the corner. And when I got into my chair, the Lord said, sit down. I did. He said, put your hand right over here. And I knew that there were two needles, roughly 18 inches long. I pulled them out. Haven't had a twinge since. I walked around, didn't feel a thing. Why?
Because you obeyed?
Not only did I obey. Carried out the commission when the confirmation came. Everything is established in 2 or 3. I didn't operate out of my emotions. And as I was talking to you right there, I could feel the pain again. Why? Because I'm touching something sore. See, whenever you speak truth to someone who doesn't want to receive it, there's a rejection. And it'll try to come back on you. Isaiah 55. You give out the word, it will not come back void. If you give out that word and it comes back and hits you, you have hit a target.
With them, you hit a target.
Yes. And they will receive it or reject it because it's acceptable or it's not. They don't accept the word, they accept their emotions. So they throw it back at you. Why is that a smile on your face, girl?
Oh, I'm tasty.
So you understand where I'm coming from. So you see, sometimes the fire is so great inside that it hurts to hear the truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth has to be digested. And it works for you as well as for me. There's not one person here who has not had truth offend them.
Absolutely.
Okay? St. Peter comes out with the greatest revelation that the earth has received from any man. And he said, you are the Son of God. You're the Messiah. And the next word out of his mouth is direct from hell. So if Peter couldn't escape it, I can't escape it, and neither can you. But you can submit and say, God, I can't change myself. And I want my mouth to be ignited by your king, so I can remain in your kingdom through my mouth. There's a perfect space for amen there.
Amen.
Did you hear me? Because I'm not talking just to you. Verse 7. Every kind of beast and bird and reptile and sea animal can be tamed. And has been tamed by human genius nature. But the human tongue can be tamed by no man. So does that include you?
Amen.
It is an undisciplined, irreconcilable, restless evil, full of death, bringing poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who were made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes forth blessings and cursings. These things, my brethren, ought not to be so. It says, ought not to be so. But it is. It is so. Does a fountain send forth simultaneously from the same opening fresh and water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine figs? Neither can a salt spring furnish fresh water. Who is there among you who is wise and intelligent? Then let him by his noble living show forth his good works with the unobtrusive humility which is the proper attitude of true wisdom. But if you are bitter... But if you have bitter jealousy, envy, and contention, rivalry, selfish ambitions in your heart, do not pride yourself on it, and thus be in defiance of and false to the truth. This superficial wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, animal, even devilish, demoniacal. demoniacal. For wherever there is jealousy, envy and contention, rivalry and selfish ambition, there will also be confusion, unrest, disharmony, rebellion, all sorts of evil and vile practices. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. Notice again, this is the kingdom of the King of Kings, right? The wisdom from above is first of all pure, undefiled. Then it is peace-loving, contentious, considerate, gentle. It is willing to yield to reason. That's called teachableness. Full of compassion and good fruit. It is a wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and unfeigned, free from doubts, wavering, and insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness, of conformity to God's will, is in thought and deed, is the fruit of the seed sown in peace. But those who work for and make peace in themselves, notice it's in ourselves and in others, that is that peace which means concord, agreement, harmony between individuals with undisturbedness in a peaceful mind, free from fears. Free from what?
Fears.
And agitation or agitating passions and moral conflict. You say, why are you being so hard on us? Because I'm trying to be obedient. And trying to be obedient means that I don't tell you something that I don't have to practice on myself first. I am not out to get anybody. But I was telling someone this day, if the foundation is pure and strong, the building's going to stand. If the foundation is cracked, things are going to crumble. I believe that I'm talking to the house of prayer. I believe he's calling us to maturity within our own relationships with each other. He's calling us to it. Now, we have a choice. We can say, I can't do this on my own, Lord, and help me, and submit and humble myself. Allow me to do what I have planned for you. You see, that's not just the word that came alive a week ago. But this word confirms it. Because I went back to him and I said, God, where do I get this information about your kingdom? He says, with your mouth. It starts and stops with my mouth. A year ago, young lady, you couldn't walk. But your mouth continued to talk. What did you fight with?
The word.
You put the word coming out of your mouth and passed by your emotions. And you had to fight to keep on going. It was a war within a war. I've been there, I've lived it. It's not comfortable to be obedient. It hurts, and it's going to cut down to the very depth of your being. But if we submit the grace that is flowing and ready to come forth into this house will shock every one of us. His plan is to mature this house. But he's working on the foundation first. Because I questioned the Lord. I said, a few weeks ago, Lord, we were a full house. He said, yeah, but I can't leave you there because there's more maturity needed in each and every one of you.
Amen.
And if you think I got the act all together, I don't. And I confess to you that sometimes I stopped because he gave me a vision. He showed me the divisions that are ongoing in relationships at 4:30 in the morning. One day this past week. And he says, it's got to change. It's got to change. I can't change any one of you. I can't even change me. But I know when we come to this table, we need to put aside whatever emotions we have that are ruling and reigning and put him first. And it can't be done just by, oh, I'll do it when I feel like it. Trusting your emotions to carry you to the next level. It's not going to work. My heart reminds me of that cover there. Yeah, the peacock. Showed up on Sunday. Right? He wants to meet. That peacock showed up years ago. And when it's around, it's because it's got somebody that he wants to connect with. Okay? The peacock. No.
Did the peacock was pray?
Yes. Oh, that's right. You weren't with us on that Sunday. No. That's okay. We forgive you. It's okay. It's all right.
My heart.
He showed up in a vision. He showed up in a vision. And we knew because Pete had a content piece of info. When he spreads out his feathers, Pete?
The male peacock spreads its feathers. It's doing its show and its dance to show how great it is and beautiful it is and how ready and strong it is to attract the mate.
To attract and to mate. Okay? The thing that I believe God is trying to tell us is we really need to be serious about humbling ourselves and ask for help. We did ask for help Sunday morning, and we're going to do that again tonight. I'm going to ask you to just bow your head right where you are and say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I need your help.
I need your help.
I don't even have the ability to humble myself normally.
I don't have the ability to humble myself.
So I'm asking you for the grace.
So I'm asking you for the grace.
To speak these next words. In faithfulness to your plan.
For my life.
And for the relationships that I'm in. Home-wise. And church-wise. Work-wise. With all those that I connect with. And I need to surrender. Now. Tonight.
And ask you for the grace.
To recreate my thoughts. Let them become like yours.
Let my mouth begin to declare.
On a full-time basis. How your kingdom can rule. If I start speaking what you say. About my tomorrows.
Rather than my emotions.
And what I think I should be doing. To preserve my old lifestyle. Because it wasn't good enough for them. I want the new. The new kingdom. Reigning and ruling. Out of my mouth. So that those around me.
Will see the same Jesus.
That was in the earth. 2,000 years ago.
2,000 years ago.
I'm going to stop working so hard. I'm going to rest. Because I can really rest.
When I trust you.
By choice.
Change whatever needs to be changed in me.
So that these relationships that I have will come back to life.
Those that have died.
Let them resurrect to life.
Those that have been hurting.
Releasing healing to them. And releasing healing to me. In Jesus' name. I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So to him be the glory.
Amen.
To him be the glory. And it would be wise if you find that there's a little bit of pride in the background. I'll leave you at that job on your own. If you see pride trying to come in and trying to control, ask God to take it away. Ask the Lord to take it over. Get rid of it. Because you see, Peter had to do the same. When he found that there was nothing good in him, he was able then to receive what God had prepared. And, you know, it's kind of cool that the Lord knew that he was going to fail. And he warned him. And even the, you know, 3 years later, roughly, when he denied the Lord warned him before the rooster crowed. By the way, the rooster does the same thing before he mates.
He crows?
No. Oh. He shows his feathers.
Oh!